Coffee Mumbo Jumbo feels the need to just add another little PS, a very important PS, postscript to the espresso talk of earlier on. Because I have really paid a lot of attention to both my extractions. I've given both these espresso blends really the deserved attention already by looking at the beans. And I could see that the one that was actually got that, had that bitterness, was darker in the roast. I have to be discerning, I have to say that. Even grinding it, it was more brittle when it came out of the grinder into the portafilter. There was, you might be familiar with that, a bit of a spray. Whereas the other one, the one that was smoother on the palate, just as a dream fell into my basket. No spillage, no nothing anywhere. So that's an interesting observation already. Then, of course, before putting that test side by side, I gave the fullest attention to my extraction. I even had different brewing temperatures for both. The darker one, I brought it down just under 92°C, whereas the other one, I had it at 93°C, because my experience, my limited experience, but yet experience, has taught me to really deal with beans separately, to really try and get the best and best out of each extraction. So I always do a few extractions before I can really be honest enough and discerning enough to compare, not so much like for like, but the best extraction of one bean that I can do on the R58 rocket that's got a PID, a temperature control, and of course the Mild-König Value grinder, which again grinds, especially after I've recalibrated it, perfectly. So even the dosing was different. On the darker one, I had 18.5, because I also know that this particular roaster guides you to 18.5 dosage in 25 seconds. They want to yield just below 30 grams of fluid. And all this was perfect. Whereas the other coffee, again, I had it at 19 grams. So that little bit of difference made a difference to that extraction too. And also the temperature, of course. And it yielded beautifully. It's kind of also a bit of a heavier bean in its extraction. It was. I mean, they both had really richness and you know, they looked good to the eye when they came out of the naked portafilter, and all this is important. I just want to make sure that I was being as fair as I could to those different beans, those different blends. So that's one thing I always try to do, to be as fair as possible and give my fullest attention to any beans that are here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. So just in case you wondered, maybe I could have gotten something better out of the bean, and maybe I could have. But it was still a really interesting experience, an interesting test to make. So I encourage you to do the same, because it is just so fascinating. Oh, and very important, before I forget, the smell of the beans was different in their unground state, opening the bags. One smelled a bit more of a roast. I can't go as far as saying burnt, but definitely not sweet, whereas the other one that transferred onto my palate as something much sweeter and mellower and nicer was very sweet opening the bag. And that again is something any barista needs to pay attention to. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo certainly does.